Well, Michael, when you're so far behind the game at 27 for four, how satisfying from a professional point of view is it to get a century?
Well, I think first of all to help get the team evenish, I suppose, was certainly satisfying. And at 4 for 20, we would have taken that score definitely. We had them in a position when me and Jonesy had a good partnership going before I got out to probably bury them a little bit, which we just missed out on after I got out just before the new ball. And so that would have been nice to nail them into the ground a little bit and get a good lead, but it didn't quite happen that way. But it's game on. It's pretty much a one innings game now, so see how we go tomorrow.
And you were very patient at the start. I think you had 25 at lunch, and then afterwards, a bit like on the first day when Lancashire seemed to change gear, you and Geraint changed gear as well.
Yeah, I think it's a new ball wicket, to be honest. I think while the ball's hard and it's seaming around and certainly swinging around a bit, so I think maybe after lunch, possibly conditions got a little bit easier or the bowlers got a little bit more tired. I'm not sure, but they, credit to them, they bowled really well right through. I thought they bowled really good areas. It's a proper first class attack, that Lancashire. So to be able to get on even keel, I suppose we're reasonably happy. It just would have been nice if we had a position, as I said, to get a bit of a lead, and it didn't quite work out that way. I think we lost 5 for 60 odd at the back end.
In terms of getting past the 100, so many times you see a batsman get to the 100 and then perish for whatever reason. Is it because there is almost a release of tension having got to the three figures that it happens?
It doesn't happen to me too often, to be honest. I try and pride myself on getting big scores when I get 100 and getting 150s and 200s. And unfortunately, had that opportunity today and got myself out trying to hit a spinner over the top. But I've played that shot a lot of times and had success with it and just didn't quite come off today. So my concentration was certainly still there. I suppose didn't execute my shot very well.
In terms of the stand between you and Geraint, I mean, you are the two most experienced people in the side with Hamish not playing. The responsibility was there, and I think the stand was 167 in 43 overs. I mean, it was a well-constructed partnership.
Yeah, I think Geraint comes out and he plays very positive, and I think we saw in his first 10 balls, he got three boundaries away maybe off Chappell, who was probably their best bowler. So I think that sort of got us going just before that lunch break, and then we were able to score pretty quickly. I don't know, I think we got 130 plus in that second session. So certainly the way he goes about it is a positive way, and probably helped me, I suppose, to be sharp enough to be able to put away the bad balls, which I try to do after the break.
2 days to go. You say it's a new ball wicket. Do you think there's any way where a side could get skittled for 140 on it?
Hopefully Lancashire. certainly. It does get a bit tougher once the ball gets a bit softer. We want to get some early wickets tomorrow. And certainly hope when we come out and bat, whenever that will be, to chase down whatever we can hopefully bowl them out for. We'll bat really positively and hopefully we'll have even contributors throughout and chase down whatever score that is, whether it's we bowl them out or whether they set us something. But hopefully we can bowl them out for, I think, under 250 would be a nice score and chase that down.
And if that's the case, it will be a very good finish here on the last day with a different concept, because Gloucestershire have not been chasing on the last day here this season. On both occasions that Kent and Derbyshire have chased, they've won.
Yeah, it's been a nice wicket here by all reports as the game goes on. So certainly day four, whatever it is that we have to chase, we'll be backing ourselves and playing positive cricket to try and get the win.